T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On Tuesdays, though, we get to shine the spotlight on people who are doing great stuff all around Central Virginia. Not-for-profits, charities, it's Giving Tuesday. And today, I posted on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, hey, is there anybody that I haven't had on or any group that we haven't focused on that you think we should make sure makes it for Giving Tuesday? And one of them that came up was Pappy's Pantry Ministries. And Andrea Fields is with us. Good morning. I'm glad that you can be with us today. Tell us about Pappy's Pantry Ministries.
Well, hi. Good morning. It is such a blessing and a privilege for us to be here with you. I'm Andrea, and I'm the vice president and co-founder of Pappy's Pantry. My husband and I run this. Wonderful. It's a 501c3. We are located in Hanover County. We serve Hanover, King William, New Kent, Eastern Henrico, anybody basically who can get into our service area. We're mobile. We will meet our families at a location that is mutually convenient. We do not go to homes, though, but God said go into the community, and that's what we do.
I think a lot of our audience, we're very fortunate that we haven't had, I think most of us, a time where we've been hungry that wasn't resolved. Like, you know, we could get to the next paycheck to make sure there was food. But some folks in our community, that's not reality. How big a problem is the food crisis, if you want to use that term, in Mechanicsville and in Central Virginia?
We say food insecurities, but yeah, it's absolutely huge. COVID, when it struck us back in March, it was just devastating for so many people. And they rely on pantries, not just us, but a lot. I mean, there are pantries that are far larger than we are. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've served way more than we ever expected to.
How many would you say? It's an ongoing crisis.
Are they individuals or families? We do both. We also serve the homeless community. Mm-hmm. We are in our second year. We opened our doors in 2018. We're coming up on 1,000 people served. We serve families. We serve seniors. We are recently reaching out into a senior community so that we can help with them because they can't get out. Mm-hmm. You know, so at least we can get to them.
Now, you know, I've got to ask you about the name here, Pappy's Pantry Ministries. do we know Pappy, or is that a generic name?
No, sir. It's definitely not generic.
Okay.
Pappy is my husband.
His name is
Joey Fields. Yeah. Our grandchildren call us Pappy and Mammy. Mm-hmm. And one of our younger grandchildren used to go shopping, if you will, in our own personal pantry, in our kitchen.
Okay.
So when the name was coming along, Pappy's Pantry just rolled off.
Oh, that's great.
It stands out from
the crowd, doesn't it? Well, tell us how our audience can be of assistance to you. What do you need? Is it cash donations, or do you look for canned goods? What would be helpful?
We rely solely on the generosity of others. We're not supported by any churches, any organizations, or anybody on a regular basis. We host food drives. We host fundraisers. We do a lot of fundraising on Facebook. Obviously, financial donations are huge. We do all non-perishables currently. We're about to build a building. We're just waiting on Hanover to say we can.
All right.
And then we'll be able to do more of the dairy and meats and get back into it like we were able to do initially. But, yeah, absolutely. Any canned goods, any non-perishables, shelf-safe food, shelf-safe milk, financial donations, a lot of prayer.
Well, listen. Everybody can offer that. A lot of other people I know, based on experience, will be happy to be supportive of you if they go to your website. It's Pappy's Pantry Ministries, P-A-P-P-Y-S, pantryministries.org. I'm looking at the website right now, and there's a donate link up on the upper right-hand corner. And if you go to the bottom, you can send a message to Andrea Fields and her husband as they continue to grow this really very, very needed ministry here in our community. Andrea Fields, Pappy's Pantry Ministries, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. God bless. Have a good day.
You too.